Okay, Shkai Chavrin, for coming. This will most likely be our last Chabur on the topic of Tefillah. Still a lot to do. A lot of Marmakomas to get through 10 minutes of Shem. I'm going to try to bring two topics together, which are really one, and to complete this idea of Kavana, which we've been speaking about. And although the Sugya of Tefillah is Mamish Ein Sof, we're just here to bring the Yesoidis, and Mr. Shem will move on to the next topic after this. So you have the handout, and let's begin at the top right corner. Subject being Kavana and Tefillah. You're going to see a beautiful chiddush from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh on the topic of Kavana. Last week we left off talking about Neshamas, Elokos, Olamos, very, very deep in Yonim. And this has a little bit of that as well towards the end. But again, everything here from the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov is based on Pnimius. Pnimius Hatzair. I'm going to see a very stark contrast between what we would consider to be Kavana and what we're trying to accomplish with Kavana and Olam Hanigla, which what we're used to being taught as to what Kavana is, and to the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov Befrat. Although we've seen many chidushim in this topic already, Bekol Koichei and Espashas Agashmias and certain amount in which, looking back, it's pretty much Mavur in the Shulchan Aruch, but of course, which the flavor of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So let's begin here at the top right corner. The service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Adani Pnios, which is a topic to itself, altruistically for the purpose of service, which we've spoken about in different ways, is a very big, big avoda. Like we've spoken about for the Shechina Kedosha. There's an attitude in tefillah where I'm not here to get what I want. That's a katnus in davening. Davening is for the Shechina Kedosha, and if I'm involved, great, and if I'm not, it's not about me. And this is really a broader way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just Lagabi Tefillah, but in everything which we do. Mitzvahs like Lehanos Nitnu, for example. That's Aleph. V'yesh oid b'china nizgava. And there is another very high way, b'china, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this explains through Mashal. L'mi shechavitz v'yitzim ha'oilid. Somebody who wants very much v'libu b'yir l'dabim ha'melech and his heart is on fire. To speak with the Melech. He wants to make it to the Oval Office. L'havdol alfi avdolos. V'hamelech gazav v'omar. And the Melech makes a statement and says, Shekomi sheyishal eze she'ilu b'kashasa yimale. Anybody who has a request, I will fulfill the request. Uksha adam hazeh ashechef so return l'dabit hamin al-melech. This person, this is the only thing he ever dreamed of, was to have an audience with the Melech and to make a request, and now he hears that the Melech is going to fulfill all the requests, and now of course he's on fire. When he comes, he makes his way in front of the Melech, finally, he's afraid that if the Melech will agree to his request to be Melech HaSaranoi and to fulfill that Chisaron in his life, what will he need to speak with the Melech about anymore? He's afraid of that. He's afraid that if the Melech grants his request, like the Melech said he would, that he won't be able, or won't need to speak to the Melech anymore. So now he thinks to himself, on the contrary, maybe I shouldn't make a request of the Melech that he can fulfill, because that would mean I don't come back again. Because more important to him is that he should have things that he should need so that he feels compelled to speak to the Melech. So deep. V'zehu, this said the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh's Pshat in Tehillim Kuf Beis. Tfilu la'ani chiyah toif v'lifnei Hashem yishbech sichot. It's a very hard pasuk to teach. Tfilu la'ani. The tefillah of the Ani is ki ya'atayf, that he should wrap himself v'lifnei Hashem yishbech sichai, and to pour out his heart in front of Hashem, perish. Look how the Baal Shem Tov teaches this. Kol ha'tefillah shal anihu. All the tefillos of an ani, somebody who has nothing of his own, is for this purpose, lifni Hashem yishpech sichai, that he should be able to pour out his siach, his conversation, his requests, lifni Hashem. V'hu'al derech she'isa b'sha'as, remez lazeh b'maisa d'shmul ha'katan, Gemara makes reference in a story to something similar to this, and the Baal Shem Tov taught us so beautifully, v'zehu al-menas shalob al-kabul prath. The avoda is so that I should not get what I need. Not deep. It's fascinating. The avoda shalom and asa kabbal pras means that I'm not interested in fulfilling my lackings, because if I do so, then I will have no reason more to come before the melech. So therefore, I don't come for my own chesronos, to fill those chesronos, so to speak, because my greatest chisaron is if I'm not in front of the melech. And so therefore, the tefila of the ani, across the board, is lifnei Hashem. Is to come lifnei Hashem. That's going to take us to, of course, the next Maamar Makomos, is this idea of tefila, like it's mugdar even in halacha, in sugyas and lamdas, that the ikka tefila is to be lifnei Hashem. And that's really the avenue, the path which we tread upon over the course of davening, and Pnimis is very mavuar that way. That we go from Asiya to Yetzira to Bria to Atzilus, and Atzilus means Eitzel. It means Elokos, it means Eitzel Habori Yisparach. To come before the Melech is the Tachas Atzila. Not that my request should be answered. Im Yavo, Yavo, Vim Lo Yavo, Lo Yavo. More importantly is that I make my way in front of the Melech. Let's see another Mar Makom along these lines. A slightly different pshat in how the Baal Shem Tov touched Tfilah L'Anichiyatay, but along the same lines. Shamati Mimari HaBaal Shem Tov Perish HaPasuk Tfilah L'Anichiyatay. This is the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, before was the Degamach and Ephraim. Slightly different signal. Tfilah L'Anichiyatay. The Havud L'Mila Tfilah Mei Ani. So this is a different type of a question. La'ani means it's going to. Mei Ani should be the... If the Ani is the one davening, it should say from the Ani. So the Baal Shem Tov said, a similar mashal. Once again, there's a melech who is a big rachman, that he makes a proclamation that anybody who wants to come in front of the melech, he will grant his request. Some will come for mamanis, some will come for covid. Somebody who's a very understanding, wise person will make the request that he should be able to always come to the Melech. Every day, three times a day. Meaning, he's taking this as an opportunity, as his only shot in front of the Melech, to be able to come again. So the Melech is very impressed with this. It's a good chap. But he sees that he has interest in the Melech. And that's very satisfying for the Melech, because he would rather have an audience with the Melech and have a kesher with the Melech than to make sure that he has his bills to take care of. The Gozer Oimer, and so the Melech decrees, that whenever this person wants to come speak to me in my chambers, he's able to pass through the Beis HaOitzer, where the treasures are, and take whatever he wants as he's coming along too. So, look at the Chachma here. That being in front of the Melech is not just the beauty and the privilege, the schus to be before a Melech, but it comes with a lot of extra perks. And that's what he's going to explain in this next paragraph. So the one who's davening, Tfila lit Ani, it says, Tfila is to the Ani. The Ani in this case is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ani in this case is the Melech. She'ein imay dover rak hakol b'yamuunim shelo al oitzei Melech. V'zeu she'omer tefila la'ani wrote to them, she'ze bikish v'ispala la'ani. That the Melech is called Ani. Because he doesn't need anything. Wrote to them, she'edaber, so therefore, tefila la'ani chiyatav. The tefila is la'ani. She'edaber im ha'melech, which is called Ani. U'be'emes, and a tefila like this, which is called la'ani, that my tefila is, to be in front of the Melech always, who's called Ani. The Emes Kiyatoif. What does Kiyatoif mean? That it encompasses. Ratzolaymar, Shinis Atif Bishelezu, Kol Chem Dov Oitzei HaMelech. included in this tefillah and this request is all requests. And then the pasuk goes on to explain what it means. Kiyatayv. It means shidaber im hamelach ba'atzmai. I want to be in front of the melach. Uboynis atif hakol. Included in that is everything. That's what the Baal Shem Tov Taish Gevaldik. Perhaps this is the remez of when we speak about ituf kiyatayv. Of course, lehis atif tzitzis. I'm wondering if when we begin davening and we put on our tzitzis. And we do ituf with the talis, if that's perhaps like a remez in the beginning of davening, what it is that we really want. It's a tefillah d'anichiyata, that we're about to make a journey of tefillah on our way to the melech. We're symbolizing, signifying to the melech that really our request is just one request, and that's lifnei Hashem mishpech sicha. Everything is just one giant lifnei Hashem mishpech sicha, to be in front of the melech. So what we're seeing here is the enormous importance of Aleph, being in front of the Melech, being a tachlis in davening, is coming in front of the Melech, and Beis, there should be a single-minded focus in davening. Instead of being pulled in this direction, that direction, I have this request, that request, everything is coming to a head, everything is coming to a state of achdus. Achas sho'alti me'ez Hashem. And if there's going to be an achas sha'alti, if there's going to be one achdus, which is always the theme in Pnimius is achdus, whereas in niglitz it could be period. But achas. Achas sha'alti is, if I had to come up with one request of the melech, it would be l'dabar lifnei ha'melech. To be in front of the melech and to speak with the melech. That's the greatest chas. And as we're going to picture and understand as we go through this, that it's not muchrach that we have to be in front of the melech in davening. We could be standing at the outer chambers in the chatzar and sending letters and sending malachim of things which we want, but never ever seeing the face of the melech. There are people who will make it in front of the melech, and that's their goal in davening, and there are people who that they're interested in just getting what they need, in which case, why do you have to come in front of the melech? If you're just interested in getting in return, so why do you need to come in front of the melech? That could be done without having to see the melech. But if your request is that I'm not requesting anything but to be in front of the melech, then there's no choice. Then the melech can't pat to you by sending you something else. He has to let you come in front of the melech. So it transforms the whole musik of davening. What is davening about? Is it just about requests? And even if we take it one step further, is it only about davening for the Shekhinah Kedoshah? Or is there something more, which is very deep, but I'll peep shat, L'dabar lifnei ha-melech. That's the ikar. Let's continue in the middle column. And this perhaps is going to be the most groundbreaking marmokum of the shir today. The hasimen sheyihi yenana. How does a person know if his tefillahs have been answered? Hasimen sheyihi yenana hu k'mo she'amar ha-kasev. David HaMelech tells us the answer to this question. Kapitel Yud. Tachin libam takshiv asnecha. Tachin libam takshiv asnecha. She'im nistaya kol kach. If a person had the siyata d'shmaya enough, v'nizdamin shu yochol ha'ayin ba, and he sees that he's able to be ma'ayin in his tefila, az bevadei takshiv asnecha. If a person is able to have kavana in his davening, it's a simin that it was heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How amazing is that? If a person was able to have kavana in his davening, it's a simin that Hashem Yisbarach heard his tefillahs. Josh? Does that make any sense? Because if it was not an Eis Ratzayin, she'ehe yachol likanez b'chadri ha-melech v'lihiyos nana, lo haya yachol l'chavein, if not for the fact that there was some type of an Eis Ratzayin which was created, and he was able to make it in front of the melech that he should be answered, he would not be able to be mechavein. Ben is nodding his head. V'kevan she'nichnas l'melech, and since you've made it in front of the melech, bevadai nasem bevukashay, you have been answered. Everybody say, this is a total opposite. This is a total mapecha in the whole Indian of Kavana, what davening is about. Complete turnaround. If you've made it this far and you're lifnei ha-melech, there's no way you left empty-handed. It's not possible. We'll see why in a second. Hashem's not going to send you away without giving you what you want.
The whole thing is, all you want is to be lifnei ha-melech. So you don't want it. It's already done.
It's a win-win.
It's not a win-win. To be lifnei ha-melech, if that's the ultimate of what your kavanah is supposed to be,
right?
Then it's not like you need anything else. You don't need whatever, fill in the blank.
Right.
You're not davening for anything else.
Right.
You're just
lifnei
ha-melech.
That's right.
So of course you've gotten everything you wanted because that's all you wanted.
That's right. And furthermore, if you come in front of the melech, and he looks at you and he sees, hey, you know, you can use new shoes. You don't look like I could see from the fact that the way that you're dressed, spiritually dressed, physically dressed, you're going to be taken care of. Meaning, if you can get in front of the melech, and the melech will lay his eyes on you, and he sees you, and he sees your tzrachim, and he sees your needs, you don't have to say anything to the melech. If he's tachlis harachim v'chesed, you don't have to explain, you have to say, I need this, I'm lacking this. The only thing which needs to be done is to get in front of the melech. If you can make your way in front of the Melech, then you'll be taken care of for sure. So the Simin, not the Siba, let's be Lamdish now. There's Siba and then there's Simin. We've been taught that if you want that your Tfilah should be Niskabel, you better have Kavana. And when you have Kavana, that's going to be the reason why your Tfilah will be answered because you daven with Kavana. Zok the Baal Shem Tov, no. Kavana is not the reason why your tefillahs are answered. Kavana is the simin. If you were able to have kavana, that means that you're standing in the front of the melech. Because if you weren't standing in the front of the melech, you would not be able to have kavana. And we'll see a little bit more about that as we go along.
Does that kind of take the control out of our hands? Like if it's not an ace ratzon, can I create an ace ratzon?
No, the ace ratzon just means to be able to get in front of the melech.
Which is a ratzon.
Huh? It's totally in our ratzon. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, "Vanis tefillah sidachah Hashem eis ratzon." David says, "When I daven eis ratzon." The Gemara asks, "Emes eis ratzon? When is eis ratzon?" Be'eis shat sibur mispalalin. So, meaning, our job is to try to find opportunities that there should be an eis ratzon. Why? So that we can get in front of the Melech. That's what we need to do. All we need to do is to make our way in front of the King. And if we make our way in front of the King, then everything will be taken care of. Like Ben said, our ikar kavana, our ikar mevukash was just to get there. But we don't need to explain ourselves. We don't need to tell the Rebbeinu Shlom, this is what I'm lacking. Like, the only thing I'm lacking is you. The only thing which I really want to do is to be with you.
Not even a physical being there, right?
No, it's not physical. The neshama be there.
So the neshama. How do you know when you have the kavanah? How do you know
what's this? If you see that it's flowing and you feel like, you know, that you're able to concentrate, the machshava zaras are out. When you have that,
but there has to be a siva. For you being able to have that kavanah, or else everyone would have kavanah every single day, every time they went to davening.
Okay, so we'll have to find out how a person.
So it's the ratzon to want to be in front of the King.
That's Aleph, and obviously a very important role in that is going to be pre-davening avoda. Yeah, pre-davening. And that's what we're gonna try to get to. We have a tall task, and Mr. Shem will be able to get through this. But it's a very important sugya. And I wouldn't be surprised if you have to wait till tomorrow to complete it, but let's see what we could do. That shouldn't be reason not to ask questions and try to delve deeper, but we're on a mission. Let's see. The next paragraph here. Vihine Milas Asher. The word Asher could be a Lashon Shavach, like Ashri, Ki Ishruni. It's also a Lashon of Histaklus, the Baal Shem Tov taught. Ashurenu Viloy Ata. Ashurena means to see. I see it, says Bilam, but it's not now. Ubizayuvan perish a pasuk v'chanoisi es Hashem. Look at the tzaddik does. He teaches a chatzi pasuk v'chanoisi es Hashem. The continuation about v'chanoisi es Hashem racham yichamti es Hashem arachem. Hayna l'misha mishabeich mahal loisi be'es. That's called v'chanoisi es. Those who daven to me with es aleph to tough, which is the chaf base asfan dareisa from aleph to tough. Those who praise me with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, uba'ayfen im yigam midibur tefillas avili mudai es asher, and through that it accomplishes asher. that the Diburim are able to go up to their Shayrish. V'yigum Asher, they create this effect called Asher, meaning Api Perish Hashem, it means Lashon Hestaklus, that the Ribbono Shel Olam sees me, if he sees me because I'm in front of him, ubevadai oz achen oisai. That's pshat. V'chanoisi es Asher, if I daven with the Chav Beis Osios. And if you remember going back to the Chav Beis, we're riding the Chav Beis Osios. Our neshama rides the Osios to come b'fnei HaMelech. If we make our way in front of the Melech using the Osios, which ascend, and we follow them up because we've made a kesher with them, and we're able to land ourselves in front of the Melech, what happens then? Hashem says, of course you're going to be answered. Ki histaklus hu anias hatzvilas, says the Maggid. If all Hashem needs to do is to see you, if He sees you, then He takes care of you. Not like we're taught that maybe Hashem will say yes, maybe Hashem will say no, la 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 la. I'm going to see, it's a midas hadin, let me pull out your account. No shaykhis. If we can get our way in front of the Melech, and the Melech with his compassionate eyes, he sees us. Our problem is that we're not seen. But if we can be seen in front of the Melech, then we don't have to even say anything. It's taken care of. That's it. Get in front of the Melech. That's the goal in davening. Because tefillah, again, doesn't have to be that everybody who's davening gets in front of the Melech. Maybe very few people make their way in front of the Melech. Who cares to me? Are you here? Are you showing up today because you have to? Are you here today because you have things you need to take care of in your life? Or are you here because you want to be in front of the Melech? And if that's the request, Acha Shualti, then everything else is taken care of. Let's continue. Now we're going to speak about getting in front of the Melech. The menias in getting in front of the Melech. The desire. The famimim yochal ispala, this tzavas vivash. Sometimes a person says, I can't daven today. I can't have kavana. It's just geitnisht. Lo yamin shayim bevada leispadla. He should not believe and say, count himself out. That's not going to work today. Eli yechazik atzma yosef yipolalav yiro yosef yoser. Meaning, bring upon yourself, first machazik yourself, and bring upon yourself more yira. Meaning, just because in this matzav right now you don't have kavana, doesn't mean that if you don't work a little bit, it won't open up to you to have kavana. Because kavana is not totally in your matzav. It's where you are. If you can get in front of the Melech, then you're going to have kavana. That's the pshat. It's where you stand. It's not about how you feel today, whether you could be mechaven or not. If your mind is busy with so many things, that's not what it is. It's about the ratzon and the desire to get in front of the Melech. That's what it is. Ki hu mashal ha-melech she'yatzal mechaven ma'al b'shas atzmai. For example, a king that he went out to war and he disguised himself so that the enemy shouldn't know who the king is. But the Chachamim amongst the troops, they're able to see from the way the Melech moves. Although he's dressed like everybody else, who the Melech is. They're those who are not so wise. They're makir the Melech because they see that where the Melech is, the Simcha is there. Where there's Simcha Gedoyla, that's where the Melech is. Because everybody's smiling, everybody's happy that the Melech is blending in amongst them. So too, a person who can't have with kavana, the reason why he can't be machaven is because he's not close enough to the Melech. Yesh kan haMelech, avo hoyinu yochal lekarv el haMelech. He knows the Melech is there, but he can't get close. Machmas gordel hashmir shesavu haMelech. They say, who are you? Therefore, kavana means to arouse and to awaken the desire to come in front of the Melech. So even though a person in the beginning of davening says, I can't be bechamati, how am I going to do this? And he wants to just say, forget about it, it's not going to be a good day of davening, I'm just going to get through it and move on. Because I can't fix my thoughts. The ikra kavana, says the Baal Shem Tov, is determined that you want to be in front of the Melech. For us, you'll see that you're able to have kavana. It's a total mapech. How a person is machazik himself before davening. If he feels that there's so much going through my head right now, what am I going to do? It's because you're so far from the Melech, that's why this is happening. But if you would be in the presence of the Melech, the more that you're making yourself close, that you could see the Melech in eyeshot, earshot, you're able, your kavana start, you start to realize this is going to happen. The Melech is in sight. What we just saw in Aga passing through this piece is that where the Melech is, there's Simcha. And that's really a klal when it comes to avodas Hashem, is that a simin to a real avodas Hashem is that in his dalan amos is there simcha. If there's simcha shel mitzvah, it's a simin that there's something right about his avodas Hashem, because it means that he's in contact with the melech. Who would not be happy to be in contact with the melech? So that's what the Baal Shem Tov says here, and it's just, again, it's in passing, but it's a very important yisod, but it's really a discussion of simcha, if we get there, mitzvah Hashem. Ha'tzvila shehu b'simcha gedoyla b'vadi yoyiser chosh m'kal l'fan yisbach yis matzvila atzuz b'chiv mashal azeh. This is very not a popular mimer from the Baal Shem Tov Kodesh, but it should be, because many think that crying in davening is a very big madriga, which it is. It's a very good thing, depending on how and what. But higher than that is simcha. I think we spoke about this by Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaNaraim, the bechi is mitoich simcha. That's the tachlis really with the basham. This yichud said. But simcha in avodas Hashem is the pinnacle. The mashal is, k'sha'ani shoyal mevakesh mischanach le'melech b'b'chiyah gedoyla, if the ani makes requests of the melech b'b'chiyah gedoyla, af al-pichin in an ois el adavar ma'at, the king is not going to give him a lot because he's crying. Aval k'sha'asar mesal le'tchiyah melech shavach ha'melech b'simcha mitoch shavach mevakesh gam b'kashosa. If he's b'simcha and he makes a request, the melech will give him a big matana. Why is that, Rabbi Isai? How come the crier is not going to walk with a lot, but the baal simcha is? Because the Melech Aleph is in a good mood. But the reason why he's besimcha is because he's front of the Melech. The person who's crying, he's only so caught up in his own side that he just wants that the Melech should give him what he needs. But he has no haracha at all of the fact that he's in front of the Melech. So that doesn't mean very much to the Melech. It means to the Melech that this person is in pain and he's part of his kingdom.
If somebody else could give it to him, he would go to them too.
Right. That's right. Now that he's in front of the Melech, and he sees that he's a big Simcha, and that Simcha is overriding the fact that he has Chesronah. To be in front of the Melech, all my Chesronahs go away when I'm in front of the Melech. I'm so happy to be with the Melech. He may have a big Pekel, but he's in front of the Melech. And it's B'Simcha. The Melech says, oh, it makes me so happy to see that I'm important to you. It gives him B'Shefa Rav. Let's continue. Top left. Along the lines we said before, being mechazik ourselves before tefillah, lo yamar adam kishu uchal espal beslaves espal avim lav lo yen esas min espal. Person cannot count himself out and say, if it's a good day for davening, if I feel like I could be mechavin, I'm in. But if not, I'm just going to forget about it. I'm not going to put in a good davening. Person can never say that. It's too early. It's always too early to say that. Ki im adarab, says the Baal Shem Tov. B'mashal ha-melech, lad ha-mashalim today. B'mashal ha-melech kishibol ha-melchamo mishanes begadov. So a person who comes in front of the Melech, and the Melech, again, disguises himself, those who are makir the Melech, that they know the Melech, they know his movements, and there are those who don't know the Melech, but they see that where there's more protection, that's where the Melech is. And growing up, we used to play a game, Stratego. Played Stratego? How do you know where the flag is? Where there's a lot of protection, right? That's the simin to where the melech is. So, if a person is making his way, if that's his goal, to the melech, and he's finding that there's a lot of machshavas going through his head, you know why that is? It's because you're getting close to the melech. That's a simin that you're getting closer. But I say, it's not a siba. If a person will say, oh, this has not been a good tefillah, why not? Because I'm having such a difficulty being mechavein, that's... there's no way this tefillah is going to be niskav. Adra, if a person is working and he sees that it's just not going, it could be because what are you encountering? Meaning, there's things which are going on in Pnimis which we don't see. And if you're getting close to the Melech, so then the sixes and the fives and the seven are bouncing you out. Kach hu kishe'inu yochel espal. So to us, if we can't daven, what's going on? They're protecting the Melech. If you turn yourself from a 2 into a 10, then you're going to make yourself through. It's not that the Melech doesn't want to see you. He only wants people who really care about the Melech to make their way in. That's the pshat. If it's just about taking care of requests, so then leave it to the guys, leave it to the bodyguards. But to come to the Melech. The Melech only wants people to come in front of the Melech who want to be in front of the Melech. Let's continue about this yisoid of them trying to push us out. Shamati mimayu habashemta that told us Yaakov Yosef ki adam hashalim imizdami lo is a bittul Torah tefila. A higher person, if he has a moment of bittul tefila and Torah, yesh lo lahavin, he should know shegamze hu yado yisberch shedoicha yisai kidei sheiskav yisai. Don't think that just because it's not going and you're struggling, that the Melech is saying, I don't want you. The Melech is saying, I want you more. I want you more because I don't just want to give you what you want. I want you to work harder so that you come in front of me. This is the sort of smolo tachas the reishivi minasach apkeni, which is one of the very big psukim by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur time. Smolo tachas the reishi, that with the left hand there's a push away, but with the right hand there's a drawing close. That's what's going on with machshavos. V'divri pi chachem chen. Go on to the next one, Malcolm. This is from the Magid, Habal Shem Tov Amar, Amar Shem Bezayar, Shedanen Es HaAdam B'chol Heichal VeHeichal. In Pnimiyas HaTorah, we know that every Oilam has Heichalim. Every single letter is a Heichal, the Baal Shem Tov teaches. Tzayar Tassel LaTeva, like we spoke about. And every Heichal is Megarish, a person. Every time a person makes his way to the next Heichal, there's a din on him. Does he belong in this Heichal or not? Ki HaDiburim Nekra Heichalos. Every Dibur is a Heichal. Every dibur, every ois is a oilam. It's a neshama, it's a lokos. Shahasechel shayre behen, v'ha'adam ha'mespalel hu hoylech me'ois la'ois miteva l'teva. That going from letter to letter, from world to world, word to word means from world to world, from word to word. K'shu eino kedai. And if he's not fit to come this close, then they say, Magarshan, I say, get out of here, you don't belong here. D'hainu shezoikin l'machshav azar. How is that done? They send him a machshav azar to throw him out. So machshavas zaras are not just because we have a lot going on and these are machshavas which are coming to our head, and those are called machshavas zaras. Machshavas zaras is something which the Ribbono Shel Olam allows to come into a person's mind, which is get out of here. If you've come too close and you don't belong, machshavas zaras say, you're not going to allow to be mechavin. Rabbi says, it's a similar davar. Where do you stand? Because you're going up in the olamas. If you're close and you're allowed in, then it means your kavan is going better as you go along in davening. But if all of a sudden you get a machshavah zara and you're like, I'm out. That means it's a siman shemaim which says, it's because you don't belong here. Not because we don't want you here, but because you don't deserve to belong. You don't belong here. You don't have enough stars on your uniform. So you're machazik yourself. You say, no, I really want to be close. And it's not about me. It's not about my kavanas. Really what matters to me is if you're friend of the melech, then all of a sudden, kavanah starts to go. Why? Because they let you in. Umameilu hu b'chotz. The mele you're out. Another ma'amakom along these lines, and with a more of an explanation, is from the Divrei Moshe. Muva b'sfarim b'shem harav hakodesh l'Baal Shem Tov. On that which Chazal say, koyma oimer shema v'koyif loy mechin le b'marzat d'nazin chavin daitai. That a person who says shema twice, that Chazal are very upset about that. Ayin shama shekasu b'shem kashu barichus v'sharish advarim. Really, just to sum it up, what the Baal Shem Tov taught, that the inyan of machshav zaras which come to a person during davening or even while learning Torah, who oisam hanitzotzes kedoshim asher naflo ayde oisah ish ba'aspasech haklifos. These are your thoughts. We may have mentioned this before. Machshav zaras which come to a person during davening or learning, these are our own thoughts which had a falling, which were not appropriate thoughts, which are coming to us b'shas Torah and tefillah for a tikkun. That they want to be nis'ala through the thoughts of Torah and tefillah. They're saying, fix me. Whether in this Gilgal, or even in a previous Gilgal, or even because of the chet of Adam HaRishon, for very big neshamas. So therefore, again, Rabbi said, this is another way of explaining machshav azaris and tefillah. Don't think that I'm such a nobody, I'm such a nothing, that I'm having machshav azaris and tefillah. What's going to be with me? Those are machshavas, which are your machshavas, that Hashem is sending through davening, which is saying, lift me up. I need a tikkun. Embrace the machshav azaris in a way where it doesn't discourage you from davening, adrabba, by being madchad and not letting them in. That's their tikkun. Because they're bringing you closer to that kavanah to come closer to the melech. They're assisting you. Because their whole tachlis is that you should push them away so that you can come closer to Hashem. Everything needs more time to explain. Ulezeh kasher adam ami b'tfila v'retz the dabek esatz v'akdusha. So therefore, when a person says, I want to come close, then the nitzotzes get all excited and they say, oh, he's going in front of the melech. And they come, but they're dressed inappropriately. They're dressed with machshavas zaras of who knows what. So So you say, I don't want you to come along with me. So you megarish them. And basically you say to them, go put on new clothes. And then they come back and then they can help you. But they're all excited because they just want to get in front of the melech too. And they see that you're on your way there. They want to jump on the bandwagon. And he says, I heard myself from his holy mouth. A person needs to be very wise in understanding the sugya of Machshav Azaris. That come to a person while he's davening. Ki hema kochos of mamish. These are his own kochos. That have come to him to be masakinim. So when we daven the kol kocho, all of our koyches are like, hey, he's daven kol koyche. Where's he going? He's going to the melech. So let's go. Let's grab along. Jump in. And then they go up. But first you have to say, no. You can't come that way. Look at you. And you megarish them. They put on new clothes. Ready to see the melech. And then they go up.
You start off Shemnasri strong, and then by the time you get to Baruch Lina, you have to, like, you're jigging yourself.
Yeah. Hopefully at that point, you know. If a person is Bamish, you know, Bifnei HaMelech during Shemana Esri, then, I mean, the Seder Tefillah should be one in a way where usually the Machshav Azara start off towards the, in the beginning, and as a person goes weiter, he's able to, starts to go a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah.
Momentum.
Yeah, gets to the momentum, yeah. Okay. This next Maramakom and the next few Maramakomers are going to be just a discussion about post-davening of Oda. We've spoken about Machshav Ozaros, what it means, Lama Lifnei HaMelech, Kavana, Simin and Natsiba. Let's talk a little bit just to touch upon the union of post-davening of Oda. Sheyeda ha'an minal mitzvilah. So another simen, how a person knows, which ties into the sugya. If his tfila has been answered or not. Well, we said at first kavana, but now another one, im acher ha'tfila libay sameach. If after davening, his tfila, that he's happy. That means that his tfila is for niskaba. And if not, atzvus. And he says, this is how the Baal Shem Tov taught, it says about one of the Amorim, maybe Reb Zeira, that he was samech gudul l'tefila and a smile didn't leave his mouth for the entire day. What does that mean? But today there are days which he didn't do samech gudul l'tefila. Everybody does samech gudul l'tefila every day. But he didn't know, the pshat is, he did not know whether or not he was able to make the yichud, which is called smichas gula l'tfila. Did he accomplish what tfila is supposed to accomplish? That he knew that he made the yichud, which needed to be done. What that means, the boy say, is that tfila is supposed to accomplish something, which is called yichud kutcher b'yichud shchinte. If you made the yichud, your neshama sees it. If you participated in that yichud, then you're just going to be happy. And of course, this inyan of Yichud Kutcher B'Yichud Shchinte is about bringing these diburim to the Melech, which is called Shchina. The dibur is called Shchina. You bring it to the Melech. Meaning, if you did what you were supposed to during davening, in Pnimis, what davening is all about, then you'll just be happy after that. You won't even know why, because again, in Pnimis we talk about Simin Natsiba, because Pnimis means you can't see it. So if you can't see it, then all you have is a Simin to it, and the Simin is in Kavana. It's a Kavana is a simin that your tefillah is niskabel. The simcha after davening is a simin that your tefillah is niskabel. And of course, it means, just based on what we said before, that if you made your way in front of the melech, you're going to be besimcha.
Why would you want to leave?
Huh?
Why would you ever want to leave?
Halavai, spal olam kol hayom. Halavai, yeah. A person would never want to leave. That's really... It's a whole shmuz. The Baal Shem Tov taught that even if a person davened b'dveikas gadol and av v'yir karoi, and he's besimcha after davening and he's on fire, and like Ben said, he wants to daven the whole day, person has to walk away from davening with a sense of hachna. Ki pam echad hispalim talmidah b'dveikas gadol. Once, you can imagine the davening that the Baal Shem Tov had with his Talmidim. But after them, they were a little bit full of themselves. Probably they felt good that they made it in front of the melech. They felt good that they accomplished something at davening. V'haya kitcha gadol l'mala. And they were upset. Rak echad haya hispal v'achna v'tzazide. They were saved because there was one who walked away with achna and he saved the whole chavray. But the achna after davening is very important. Let's move on to the next remarkable, which will explain to us why. The Baal Shem Tov thought, Chassidim HaRishon in the Gemara says they would wait an hour before davening, daven for an hour, and then an hour after davening. But the kasha is, I understand before davening, lezake chamechin atzva levali res Hashem, v'shetfilasam zakanicha. A lot of work is required before davening. We'll see in a moment when we speak about pre-davening avoda. But why did they need an hour after davening? And there's many answers to this. But says the Baal Shem Tov, v'amar huza abasayda kasav, gan no lachaysi ka lamayan chasam. Like the Gemara says, that a melech has a basul every day. And so therefore, every single day we want that our interactions with the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be sweet and new like we never had it before. How is a person zeichet to that his chachas every day? Before davening, that we're trying to awaken our all of our Ivarim to find a new tam in davening. People to prepare ourselves to serve Hashem without any ulterior motives. This is the Indian of Shia Kolam Atvila. But after Tvila, Tvila is about Yichud HaKadosh. After we're mamlech and we're daven, nitzavinu listam ha-pesach liyas kmo besula shaday l'nasa badavar. After davening, we have to see as if we didn't do anything. It's as if we accomplished big stuff. We should be besimcha because we did big stuff. But there has to be the hachna after davening. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. Ki ilu lo asinu klum uklum. V'vanu chayis ma'pesach, we close up the opening. V'dilo leo pnius gavlish ha-machshava. So that machshava shouldn't come after them. It's as if to say like, oh, Yeshua, you're so big. You accomplish a lot during this davening. We have to shut away. Meaning the machshava has come during davening, before davening, and after davening also. So therefore, there needs to be an avoida throughout, before, and during, and after, which is the ikra avoid of davening, which is what? To close out all the machshava zaros, and even to think that I accomplished something which would bring me to a gaiva and take away my achna, that's also machshava zaro, that the satan is trying to chap us on after davening is over. Like the svarim say, satan milfaneinu and the satan miachareinu. And that doesn't allow the chitzon to have any achiza. The haven ki ze shayresh gadol avoid this parashon v'yisal v'fatlin and tzidakon damiv v'maskal. This is a very big inyan which requires a discussion in and of itself. But just to understand the derech of tzaddikim, the post-tfila avodah. Now let's talk a little bit about the pre-tfila avodah in the short time which we have. Shamati mimayri, that a person has to mechazik himself before tfila, kidei sheyihi lamoichin lehispala b'li machshav hazara al kopanim, o b'dveikus, either mizmorim, torah, yisasek tchilas, either saying tehillim, or by learning before davening, o mitoch kachu omer lehispala mitoch devei torah yesh lamoichin. By learning before davening, it gives a person meichin to be able to daven. It gives them a strong das. It conditions the mind to be b'kedusha. Like that's why I'm talking about the dibur rishon of the day. We'll see in a moment. But the pre-shachas avodah is going to be very important in establishing a flow of machshavas tovos and machshavas kedusha. Let's take a look at the next Mayim Makom on the top. Inyan Isra Afilu Shela Shalom. He explains that Yaduah, that the Oilam was Nivai, the Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa, and the ratios of everything is the Machshava, and the Dibur is an Anaf of the Machshava. These are very important sentences because we're going to see more about this soon. That there's the Dibur, Machshava, and the Maisa. And Maisa is really a Dibur, is a Maisa too. So when a person wakes up in the morning and he's like a bria chadash al chadar, he's like a new fresh person. If what leaves his mouth first in the morning is that he gets up and he's like, is the coffee ready? Even if he's going to go learn Torah after that, you blew it because the first dibur was not a holy dibur, which is why it's so important to say moed ani, not just to give thanks, but that the first dibur out of our mouths in the morning should be holy. Because the dibur is connected to the machshava. Because Dibur is like second in command to the Rishon, which is the Machshava. Right? In Pnimius, there's not just Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. Machshava is the Shairish of Dibur. And Maisa is considered to have its Shairish in Dibur. But Machshava is the Shairish of who we are. Like the Ari explains in Kibbut Ach HaGadol, the reason why there's a mitzvah to be Mechabed, the oldest brother, or perhaps the most important brother, is because he takes a higher chelik than everybody else. So to hear, a person has to be careful. She'ekadesh v'yetahir dibur harishon. Why does the first dibur have to be clean? So that the machshava could be clean. V'yizdakech machshav to harishon edivukah b'kedusha. To attach the first machshava to kedusha, so that all the diburim which follow, just like the oldest brother, all the other brothers which follow. So Mamela, the first dibur makes the first crack at the machshava and will ensure that everything which follows is also on the same madriga. So therefore, when a person comes to daven, it'll be mitach simcha shel mitzvah because he was mekadesh the first dibur. Take a look, skip down to the bottom of this column, the second to last. Maramakum, it says, B'shem HaBal Shem Tov, the tiny one, Zuchus Yagin Alino, they write in his name, Kois Chamim Kodim Atzidam Ezachat HaMaz Machshavas. Drinking a hot cup of coffee or hot tea before davening purifies the machshavas. Right, you know, that's the. It was the ma'isa with the kedusha slavi and the chayza, that I forget which of the two he put in his milk before the coffee. Right? You know, you can't do that. Right. Yes, I forget which of the two who did what, but maybe the chayza asked the kedusha slavi, or vice versa. How come you put your milk in before the coffee? Nobody does that. So he said, because drinking coffee before dinner is like a mikveh. Because mikveh is mem kaveh. Kaveh is mikveh, but mem is gematria chalav. So in the word, so the mem comes first, so that means the chalav has to come first. So I'm a chavin, chalav, and then I put in the coffee. But the Svarim say that drinking a coffee before davening is matar the machshava, is like a mikveh. That's it. Look at the next Maramakam. I think this is from the Marav Shemesh.
Yeah, like literally
you're
supposed to drink hot coffee before.
Yeah, many chassidim, they don't daven before drinking a coffee. There's the mikveh, which is like going into the mikveh, and then there's the mikveh, which that's called the or makif, and there's the mikveh, which you put inside yourself, and that's the coffee. Yeah. But Tzaddikim said, Rav Aryeh Lebelz used to say that we don't have the meichin today to daven properly without drinking coffee before daven. So he said. Maybe he was talking about very big tzaddikim. I don't see much of a difference in my davening. But for real, for big tzaddikim, they're able to see that they have a certain chalishas, maybe, that they don't physically, they need to have a certain something. But it's an inyan. It's a mamish important inyan, but it's an inyan. It's an inyan. Many tzaddikim are very careful about this. One of the very important things in davening to make sure to have a good davening is to daven with the tzibur. A good tzibur. Hagam shesfalim b'mehiras abarichas. Whether they daven too long or too short, a person shouldn't patter himself and say, "I'm davening by myself." And to think that you'll be able to have madrigas gedolas. No, you're mechuyev to be doichik yourself to daven with the tzibur, and then you'll be zoichet to those madrigas. Hagam shemispalim elavan asher biyachav tzibur. And even though there's 1,000 people, mikol makom eino daimet tefila zehu adam lezehu adam. Everybody's tefillah is different. She called Echad Moitzei Lekusis Brach Lefi Kavanasa V'Achanasa She'asa Kaidem HaTefillah. Everybody will find the Ribbono Shel Olam is davening according to the Hachanas which he makes. That's why in Pnimius, your Kavanah is going to be as good as how you're making yourself. Because Kavanah means Be'emes, the Ratzon to be in front of the Melech. So it's very important that the pre-game show, you could say such a thing, is so important when it comes to Pnimius and how to daven. Only 10 more minutes. Let's see what we could do here. It happens to be that this is a very Pnimiistic sugya, but once we're talking about the sugya of being machshava and dibur, take a look at the top left corner. This is another oimik in the inyan of kavana. Inyan ha-yichud, the inyan of yichud, shalo lahafrid ha-seichel min ha-dibur. Not to separate the seichel from the dibur and from the words. If we do that, then it creates a mixture of Taivira, which is the secret of the Eitz Hadas Taivira. Okay? We're seeing here, however it relates to Eitz Hadas Taivira, it's not for now. But when it comes to davening, not to allow the Seichel to run away from the Dibur. That means that what's coming out of our mouth and what's going on in our heads should be one. Let's continue to explain this, understand this a little bit more. I took a look at the left. This is from the Magad HaKadosh. Hadiburim shemadabni adam hu oilam hadibur. Dibur is an oilam of itself. And machshav is an oilam. When we say good things, good diburim, and we attach the dibur to the machshavos, as him machabrim oilam hadibur la machshava. Something very big goes on that's called the chibur of the oilam hadibur with the oilam machshava, and it causes good things to happen. And if not, chas v'shalom, then bad things. V'yesh bazeh chachma nifla. I wish I understood the chachma nifla of this. We're going to see just the words at least. But there's a very big side in being miyached the olam hamachshava, the olam hadibur. Understand a little bit, but there's certainly much, much more. And he continues. K'shetzarech levakish ezadav mehabor yisparach. If a person has something to ask of. Yachshev shenes shimasa hu eivim mehashchina kevyachol ketipa minam. This is not our topic now, although you should be a little bit familiar to us based on previous shurim. That person should imagine himself as a piece of the Neshchina, v'yevakesh al Neshchina, sha'oise davar hu chaser la'Neshchina, v'yiyo lehamune shebevade hu poyal melamalu la'Neshchina. And then to believe 100% that he's being poyal something, rakem yiyadavar karoyal la'Neshchina yismash l'gankim ha'shef alav. And by bringing the shef on the Neshchina, he brings it on himself too. K'mashal adam sheish lo simcha metapeach biyad, afil k'sheina mitzcha v'nakach, machmash ha'simcha mispashat es ba'ever, kein hu gibin yin zeh, shu ever me'Neshchina kevyachol fine. See yourself as just a vessel. And he should see himself that his machshava is an oilam. And his dibur is an oilam. And the oilam ha-dibur is called the shechina. And it's mevakish from the oilam ha-machshava on its diburim. That the oilam ha-dibur is asking from the machshavas, the oilam ha-machshavas, to give me good machshavas for these diburim. Okay, Shem Yamshech or Habor Yisparach v'machshavta v'dibur. And when the Eibishter sends the Siyata d'Shemaya to make that happen, then Yiyeh Bakashoso Sheispashit HaShafa Me'olam HaMachshav Olam HaDibur V'yavo Gamkin Bo'Yisayin Yishu Medabish Torech L'Yasad Bakashoso. So it brings a Shafa from Olam HaMachshava to Olam HaDibur, and in your words, which are being Medabur, which need help, so that itself causes the tefillahs to be answered. Okay, we're entering into worlds, into things which are very deep, but it's kedai to know such things. Let's go to the right. Shloshes Tzfarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. Three Tzfarim open on Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim Gimurim. What's that? We know that they're inscribed to the Book of Life on Rosh Hashanah. They don't have to wait through Aseres Mitzvah Yom Kippur. What is a Tzadik Gomer? Him Shekol Diburim Him B'Divik Kedusha Tzfila B'Tayah L'Yachid HaDibur Ba'Olam HaMachshava. That their all Kavana is to be Miyachid O'Olam HaDibur with O'Olam HaMachshava. Of course, you have to believe that you're doing so when you daven and when you learn Torah with your kavana. Even though he doesn't see that his requests are being answered, but since through his efforts he's being meyached his oilamas, he's by being mekasher his machshava with his dibur, he does so above. The Elu b'nei Adam, people who do that, shekol kavanas and yachin amadim b'machshava. These are what's called the tzaddikim gemur. That's tzaddikim gemur. Take a look at this next one, which runs across from the Bein Parz Yosef. Shamati mimari, if a person davens or learns Torah and he's not machavin, it's b'chinas hamalchus levada, it's like the sphere of malchus. Masha'ein kein b'mevin, but if he understands and he's makasha the malchus to bina. And that's, like, again, a very mystical, Kabbalistic, Hasidish way to explain it. That being mekasher the olam hadibur with machshava is being mekasher, or being maled the malchus tevina, and that's called hamtakas adinim. I'm sorry we don't have time to get into it, because we're closing this up. And if you want to learn a little bit more about that, take a look at the next marmakom called Isa b'mishad the kiddushim, but we don't have time to go through everything. But go down, and we're going to bring this a little bit to our topic before. Yishrom mehechol l'koyli. That Hashem hears my voice in his heichal. The heichal is called dibur. Like we said before, every dibur is a heichal. Every tefillah means to bring the dibur before Hashem. Everybody lets you in. Al derech melech. If your whole kavan is to come in front of the melech, then they let you in. Al derech mashal, chayis melech shenayseis ben kfar. If you have a villager, but he's carrying in his hand the seal of the melech, al bin sheino agudiv dem melech. Even though he himself doesn't belong, but the seal belongs. Shal melech yishak agud melech chayisim, because the melech wants the chayisim. Am amarin esel melech. They say, come, Quick! Kadesh Yelam Melech tying my hair because the king is waiting for it. He's very excited. Kach Kadosh Baruch Hu megageya acher adibur. He loves the diburim. If you remember, basically we talked about fallen diburim, which come to our mouths, which we have to bring to the Melech. These are really Hashem's diburim. These are diburim from Asar Moaz. Everybody say, bringing things together will help us understand these sugyas. So we don't have time to explain it all, but it's so important to know these inyanim. Kach Kadosh Baruch Hu megageya adibur. It's called Yishra Meheichalei Koyli. That machmas adibur. Take a look at the bottom one. Zen nikra mispalu lishma. What does it mean? Lishma l'shem hadibur. Shadibur misav mishtoikli yastavik ma'machshava. The dibur wants to be davik to the machshava. There's a yichud in that. One's like feminine, one's like masculine. And when he says it be'av and yira, then the kol nadibur mishtashim zeim zeh v'chachmum b'shkachas al zeh. U'misaneges kafshim misaneg v'benoi. Because the machshava is mishtoikik lovo b'dibur. The machshava desires to be with the dibur. And take a look to the left, and we'll conclude with this. B'shem HaBa Shem Tov Shehadiburim Shalatvila Bam Nasim Kelim Amshachas HaShefa. Dibur is the vehicle. It's the keli which brings down the shefa. Ki be'emes HaLakadosh Baruch Hu Yodei HaMachshavos. This is just a very general question in tefillah which everybody deals with. Lama Tzichin HaDiburim? Why do we need dibur in davening? You should just be able to daven b'machshava. Many people do that. But it's not Yodei davening if not. You need diburim. Why? The dibur is the keli, the machshava is the shefa, and the dibur is the keli. And when there's this yichud, it's like neshama and guf, or in keli, this kesher between machshava and dibur is a certain yichud which takes place, which brings the Kodesh Baruch Hu tremendous nachas. And being malu the dibur and being makasha, again, these are sugyas which require a lot of depth and explanation. But really, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to establish a kesher, just bipshat, between the machshavas and the dibur, so that nothing can interfere with this connection. And machshavas also try to come in and try to sever this bond between the machshavas and the dibur. We have to hold our ground and to say, no, we're coming into davening, being the kasher, our machshavas with these diburim, we're letting the dibur lead the way. We're saying, these machshavas are only want to know what's going on with these diburim. And they're going to try to pull us away, but the dibur is going to go in front of Hashem, and he's going to take us in front of Hashem. That's what we're trying to do. To get in front of Hashem, and if we get in front of Hashem, then everything is answered, and that's kavana. If we're in front of Hashem, so then kavana is the simin. It's not the siva. It's a big mapecha. We should be zechet the davening, the madrigas, and all the tefillah should be niskal b'ratzon.